You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hello, we are here for Wallow with Daystar. So can you
please
get into it and introduce yourself to us?
Hey guys, I'm Daystar. My government name is Evans. I'm from Singapore. I'm an indie rock artist, but I don't believe in genres. I sing, I produce, I mix, I do videos. So check me out on Instagram, Spotify, wherever you see things and hear things. Love.
Sick, 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 sick. And can I just say, I really like your music, first of all, because I discovered you through a playlist a couple of days ago, and that's how I got to do this interview with you. How crazy is that?
That's insane. I feel really blessed, though. Like, finally, people are hearing my music after 5 years of just showing my friends my music, you know? It's a journey. It's been a journey.
Honestly, like, every artist goes through a journey, and bro, you have been killing it in the game, so I'm honestly really proud to see another Southeast Asian artist upstarting themselves and upskilling themselves to get to where they are now.
That's very sweet of you to say. Honestly, I feel Southeast Asian artists are up next. And I think it's only natural progression because, you know, the US market, the Europe market, I mean, they've been in the game for the longest. I think it's time for some of my Southeast Asian peers to rise up.
Crazy.
Rise up, power.
Can you tell us about your music in 3 words?
The 3 words I would use is 1, hopeful, 2, energy, and 3, love. That's what I would use. I think across all my songs, all my videos, there's an emphasis of hopefulness. I think a lot of us go through a lot in life. And I mean, I won't say that I've gone through more than other people, but I would say that I think I've been through a lot. And that has led me to feel super lost, super hateful towards society, towards authority. But after going through all that, and now I'm in my mid-20s, I feel hopeful because I feel like one person can do so much for society. One person can make a change. One person has enough power to do so, even though it feels like the systems are kind of corrupt. So I believe that my message to people is hope, that even though today is completely like the worst, most shitty day ever, there's a chance that it can actually be a good one tomorrow. So that's my message for hope. My next one is energy. I always try to give my songs some energy. If you can hear some of my songs, they may be a bit chaotic. They're very loud, but I always try to have some energy in the songs because I don't know, like I feel things with more intense emotion. If I'm sad, I really want the feeling to hit. I want to challenge you emotionally. That's what I want. And then my last one is love, because I think I'm done with hating and I want to spread some kind of love to people who are like me, people who feel the same way about things as me, people who grew up like me, people who watch the same things as I do, people who see other people and see the world the same way as I do. I think hating is overrated. I think we should try and see the moments that we have in the world, see it for what it could be. It could be beautiful.
Honestly, I can relate to that because, again, we shouldn't be living in a world where you're hating on people, especially like us artists who, like, we should be getting along, you know, like us artists should be getting along with each other and supporting each other, like not hating each other.
That's all we have, honestly, like each other. The human race is all about connection and community. And I think once we start to break that down and we start to build up our walls, right, that's actually when we stop progress.
Wow, that's amazing. And I wanted to ask you about your new song, because, bro, me and you have been talking about this online. And let me tell you, I've been listening to it nonstop. And my co-host knows Daryl Suncell back in his Singapore Sony days. So can you please tell us about Washed Up?
Yes, I would love to. Firstly, shout out Daryl Suncell. Check out his stuff. Amazing guy. He has helped me a lot, honestly, and to grow as an artist. The song is naturally in the same genre, indie rock, shoegazy, but I challenged myself a lot for this one. So I made this song a year ago and then I scrapped it because I did not love it. I felt like I was trying to copy someone else. And then a year later, I sent a demo to Daryl and Daryl's like, yo, dude, this is a crazy song. And then I was like, nah, I'm not trying to release this kind of song. But he's like, dude, I want a feature on the song. So I was like, that's crazy. Please do. So he goes on the feature and I hear the feature. It's in the chorus, by the way. and it's insane. And he throws in these like swirling guitars as well on production. I was like blown away. And then I realized something as well, you know, you can be a product of your influences. I think that's fine. And the whole song feels like you're blazing to the end, honestly. And the message of the song is actually quite depressing. So it's actually, I made this song when I broke up with my ex-girlfriend. She was kind of a huge drug addict. And I remember finding her on the floor of the our bathroom, because we shared an apartment, floor of our bathroom, completely drugged out on acid and MD, with her phone on the floor calling her ex. And I checked, there was like 36 missed calls. After that, I still stayed in the relationship like a loser. Yeah, I think once it ended, I decided to make the song because I felt like I needed a release. So it is quite personal. That's probably why I don't like to release personal things. But when it comes out, please listen to it. And I hope that if you are in a relationship like that, get out. Get the hell out.
So like, how's it been working with Daryl?
So awesome. Daryl actually runs a studio, and studio time in Singapore, crazy expensive. Crazy expensive. I can't afford it. No way. I don't have nepo baby money, but studios in London, super cheap, like £10 an hour. Crazy. I was in the studio all the time. When I came to Singapore about a year and a half ago, I was like, there's no studio here. So I recorded on my AT 2020. And then I found Daryl, who was willing to record me for cheap. And so we started working together. He helped me do my recordings for my songs. And I love his music. His music is like probably the music that's closest to my own in Singapore. And it's really hard to find artists like doing something a bit different in Singapore as well. So when I found him, I was like, we have to collab, honestly. So I was waiting patiently, building their relationship. And then I'm like, hey, Daryl, do you mind checking out this demo? I want to know what you think. And then he checks it out and he wants to do the song. And I was like, oh, you want to do a feature? Oh, I guess I could let you, you know. But secretly, I really wanted him to do the feature. Desperate, completely desperate, on my knees.
So. Yeah. So I guess I wanted to ask as well, like, how did you get started in the Singaporean indie music scene?
Oh, that's a really interesting question. Firstly, why I started music, I heard the song Blinding Lights by The Weeknd, and it went to like a billion streams, fire song. And in my head, I was like, I could make that. I could do that. I could do what he could do. So I downloaded Ableton, and then I started to remake a cover of Blinding Lights. It's on my SoundCloud. If you dig deep enough, it's terrible. It's so bad. The album cover was a picture of me at my front door.
I'm gonna stop that.
No, you will never find it. You will never find it. But it's there. It's there and it's public. So, but it's a different account. Yeah, so then I started doing like Ableton production. And I thought, you know what? Maybe I could make beats for a living. So I tried making beats. And I was like, you know what? No. I want to sing. So I dropped the beats thing and looked for people to buy beats from. Beats are expensive. Shout out to all artists starting out who are buying beats. Honestly, I know it's hard. You got to work really hard to earn enough money to buy a beat, and then you get copy strike because someone buys the exclusive rights to the beat. I feel you. I was there. Okay, try out your own production, honestly. So that's what I did, because I feel like if I could be someone who can make the vision of the world come to life rather than depend on other people, then I'm going to be that guy. So I decided to do my own production. I've also started trying to meet more artists as well, because I feel like I learned so much more from other people as well. If you stay in your own zone all the time, you're not going to learn from anybody. You're just going to become so, like, it's like an ego chamber, honestly. And I love being humbled by the people around me and to see their ideas. It's amazing. Singapore has a lot of new ideas. And it's so sad because people aren't hearing them.
Yeah, so actually just going off of that, I wanted to ask, what are those Singaporean artists that you have been feeding off of or listening or like taking influence from? Like apart from like, you know, Daryl, Suncell, you know, but are there any other artists in the scene that you've listening to that have impacted your musical journey?
I will say that this doesn't have to be in the same genre as me, but I will say that one of my biggest influences is this artist called Liu Lo, L-E-W-L-O-H.
Yeah, Liu's great, yeah.
Yeah, Liu's awesome. And I think when I was first like lost in the music scene, he really helped me and guided me. I would say that he was kind of my first music friend in Singapore, maybe second to Marian. Sorry, Marian. But yeah, he's given me a lot of advice, both in business advice as well as musical advice as well. He has this kind of like aura. He has aura, right? That like when you're in his presence, you just be yourself. It's like he allows you to be completely yourself, uninhibited, and you can just sometimes, like, I think one time I just went to his house on my work from home day just to write. And I was like, wow, these ideas are really coming out. Because I think he doesn't judge and he doesn't really like, and he gives a lot of good advice and he pushes you further and further into what you believe in. I definitely a mentor to me in the Singaporean music scene.
How about like some of the, I don't know, like some of like the shoegaze, more like dream pop sort of bands like Days of Television, ooh, you know, those kind of bands.
I do like them. I saw them live. Okay. Then I would say then this one's more my collaborative because I would love to collab with them. Singaporean artists. Shout out Quanko. They dropped an EP last year. Insane. Like their sound is crazy. I would really, really love to be on something, anything. I met you guys before. Let's meet again. I also would really love to collab with Where's Roxy. Saw them live. Crazy sound. Honestly, the energy that they have is insane. I think they have the music down already. That's kind of why, like, they're all bands, and I love bands. But bands, you need to be driven by all four people. Most bands are driven by one, so you see a lot of, like, what's the word? You know, it's a bit unequal. The Singaporean band scene is going absolutely nuts right now this year, and I think there's more to come. I see a lot of other bands like Carpet Golf, like Vegetable, crazy. I can't wait.
Well, I didn't have a specific question. Do you think you might try out for Baby Eats as well this year? Maybe
I would try. I would. I have applied and we'll see what happens. I would love to do Baby Eats, yes.
Thank goodness. Is that like a local festival there?
Yeah, it's a free music festival in Singapore. Like usually everyone from the scene pulls up. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, but it's alternative music only.
Yeah. Technically. Just like local alternative bands.
How has your music changed from like when you first released Solar Power? Because I was up all night listening to it last night. Bro, you were rapping bars. And now you're here like really shoegazy indie rock. How did that come to be when you first released Solar Power?
Well, honestly, there were other Asian artists doing rap. That was kind of cool. But it's easier to make beats for rap, honestly. So when I made Solar Power, I wanted to do a very different kind of rap for like different from all like the Asian pop rap. I just wanted to make something that feels more like grungy. It feels more like an outsider kind of anthem. I thought that was it. Honestly, I was like, damn, this song is going to blow up and I'm going to get a billion streams and I'm going to call it a day, you know? No, that didn't happen. No one really heard it, but I heard it and I loved it. And then I decided to like what was in the production, which is the guitars, the distorted vocals. I like the effects I was doing. And then I started to build on that. And more, I started getting into rock. Indie rock as a genre is super fluid. Honestly, I could be making like anything. And now like, I would say like I'm pushing towards hyperpop a lot more because I'm trying to push out my FXs a lot more. But then again, I would think genres are just fluid, honestly. And I guess right now this indie rock vein allows me to do kind of anything I want to do. My vision for Daystar is honestly to be able to build a world with each release. And I feel like, hey, that's a very overstated thing. People always say, I want to build a world. I want to be a world builder, you know. I want to create my Sonic universe. But I kind of really want to. As cheesy as it sounds, like, I want to put the person, the listener in the world, both sonically as well as visually. So that's why I also try and do videos, even though I'm really bad at it. If you see my edits on Instagram and TikTok, I really try, okay? But it's some of them are really crazy. Some of them did really well. And in my next releases, you'll start to see more and more world building.
Is there like any projects or anything that we want to be aware of? Like, is there an EP in the making or?
All my releases from January till now is building up to one EP. And this EP will be, I guess, I don't want to drop an album now because I don't want my debut album to be something that is in this phase. Because I feel in this phase, I'm very transitionary. I think a lot of people are as well. I think people are moving on from different jobs, moving on from different relationships, moving on from something. And when you're in that moment, you're kind of in a cave, right? And you see the light. You see a path out. Maybe you don't even see the light. You're just wandering in the cave, hoping to find a way out. It's going to be 6 songs. It will come out after the Washed Up release in April. It'll come out around the same time as the music video. And the EP is all about hope. Every song, even though how loud it is, even though how chaotic it may be, even though how nice and mellow it could be, it's really all about hope. And if you hear the lyrics, if you hear the chords, the song builds into a lot. One of my favorite songs, To the Sun, is encapsulates the album, the EP, perfectly, because it's really about looking up to the sun and feeling the warmth of the sun on your face and knowing that everything's going to be all right. Sometimes we all stay in the shade because we're afraid to look at the sun. We're afraid to see and be blinded by it and to be judged by it and to go out in the open and be vulnerable. To the Sun is about that.
I think that's really beautiful in a way, because like you're really making this EP very vulnerable, because I'm out here listening like left, right, and center and on repeat from Washed Up. Bro, it's actually insane. And I'm really happy that you get the chance to like really show your artistry into this and how much effort you're putting into it.
I think I feel very blessed, honestly. Not a lot of people can have the opportunity to be making music. I do have a full-time job, but so do a lot of other people, a lot of artists out there. And it's hard. It's hard to make music. It's hard to be motivated. It's hard to keep going every day when life keeps throwing shit at you, that this is worth it.
Why do you think Southeast Asian artists specifically need representation, and why certain platforms like Our Show Walao or I Love You Records is so important for us?
So currently, the way I see it, labels often push a certain narrative right now. It doesn't mean they can predict trends. That's two different things. To push a narrative right now of what's successful and to predict trends are also very different things. So currently they're pushing out a lot of what they think are popular artists, where I feel that in Southeast Asia, there's a lot of things happening. A lot of people are being experimental. A lot of new sounds I've never heard before. J-Rock, Crazy, Paranool, shout out all these guys. Shout out Southeast Asian artists like in Philippines. I'm hearing so much crazy stuff. In Southeast Asia alone, there's so much insane music coming out. And the most interesting thing about Southeast Asia is that it's feeling more and more like one country rather than separate countries. And that's why it's easier to collaborate. It's easier to share. It's easier to message each other and say, hey, I'm going to come to Philippines like in June. You know, let's do a song together. So I really feel like Southeast Asia is really up next, right? The band scene, going to all these concerts that I've just been going to, it's insane. Energy is crazy. People are freaking moshing in Singapore. People are out there like throwing hands and like kicking. Okay, don't kick so much in the mosh, okay? Mosh safety. I love it. I love it and I want more. Keep doing it. You're doing it already. Stay on track. Stay on track. I don't really have to connect to people who feel the same way as I do. I like to connect to people who see things a little bit differently, and I can be challenged in some kind of way.
Thank you so much, Evans, to this interview and sharing your truth and how vulnerable you could be. And we really both appreciate that.
Thank you so much for having me and for reaching out. I think it's absolutely crazy that we're even talking right now over one Instagram DM. Big thanks to Walao Radio, IOY Records, for actually putting Southeast Asian artists on the map. You will get an ROI on this in the next 5 years, okay? Keep doing what you're doing. You guys have blessed me.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.